I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, everybody. Great to have you back with Nolan and myself for another week, another episode, and hopefully you've had a fantastic week wherever you are in the world, wherever you are listening to us, whether that be baseball itself or just a good week overall. So, again, great to have you back with us, and we're looking forward to another exciting show tonight. As always, they seem to go so close or so fast, so much information, so much to talk about and share our opinions and thoughts, and of course, answer your questions on the curtain call part of it, as we always do as well. So we'll be breaking down a couple things. I guess we're less than a week away, Nolan, from the Baseball Hall of Fame inductions, or our class being inducted and who gets in. So that's next Tuesday, 24th of January. So we'll give you updates on that. Looking like it could be really interesting for a lot of players, coming right down to the final votes that haven't been counted, haven't been tallied yet. So exciting times for a lot of those players, and exciting for baseball as well, because a lot of guys that, you know, whether you like it or you don't, think they're in, think they qualify, they don't. But before we get going with the show, as always, we want to give a quick shout out to our friends in the team over at Rip Grip Pro, the hitting training device that gives you that palm up, palm down ability to stay in the zone, stay through the zone a lot longer for your hitting development. And great product, one that we use with our training. And you know what, you want to give them a look over at ripgrippro.com, definitely. And the other, secondly, Earl Perrin and his team over at the Rope Trainer, you know what, you definitely want to get that, as John Smoltz says about the Rope Trainer, and Nolan and myself as well. It's a product that needs to be used by throwers, pitchers, anywhere on the field, from Little League to the pros. There's no question about it. It's a game changer, and it's so easy to use. So check it out on our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You can buy one from there. You can reach out to me if you want to get more information about it right there. DM me on Instagram or Facebook at dirtbagbaseballnation. That's at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, and we'll be happy to get you the information that's required and get you headed down the right path for either the Rip Grip Pro or the Rope Trainer, whether you're hitting development or you're throwing development. So anyways, you know what, settle in, get that favorite drink, get into your favorite platform where you like listening to us, and we're going to be right back here with the opening segment in a second.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site, For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Oli, where do you want to roll tonight?
So yeah, let's start off with all the minor moves that happened. We got Tommy Pham, 1 year, $6 million deal. Thomas Nido, 2 year, $3.7 million extension, both by the New York Mets. Then we got Red Sox signing Adam Duvall, 1 year, $7 million deal. We got Brewers signing former top prospect Brian Anderson to a 1 year, $3.5 million deal. We got Trey Mancini, 2 year, $14 million deal to the Chicago Cubs. Andrew McCutchen, I like this. This is a feel-good story. Going back to the Pirates, 1 year, $5 million deal. Reds signing Luke Weaver, 1 year, $2 million deal. Chris Paddock, 3 year, $12.5 million extension. And that basically wraps up the moves from the major leagues from the past week. Obviously, we'll get into the international signings that happened because obviously there's a couple of big names that just recently signed. But let's talk about the Andrew McCutchen one. Obviously, he's feeling like he's on his last legs. 1 year, $5 million deals. That's a hell of a deal for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, he's got to be thinking that way, right, to go back to them because I'm sure there was a lot of other suitors still for a guy with his experience and his professionalism. And those teams, I mean, the Mariners, for one, I mean, they're loaded in outfield, as we know, or whatever. But still, you know, you look at those young teams that could take and utilize Andrew McCutchen for many different levels, right? Clubhouse, on field, maturity, length of a season, just the whole package. So yeah, it's got to be indicative of him looking at probably making an announcement at the first of the season, maybe spring training, maybe during the season, and letting people know. So good for Pittsburgh to be able to jump back in there. Good for them to, you know what, step up and make that move. And again, step up, but probably not really hard to do either, right? Fans love him. Fans know him. MVP was won in Pittsburgh. You know what? He comes into that clubhouse with that young team, and he starts talking about that with them too, right? And those are the players you want to grab.
Yeah, I mean, he's the perfect leader to go in there and help build up that young team. Obviously, a great fallback option if they do end up trading Brian Reynolds prior to the season starting. But, I mean, hell, it's one of those ones that, yeah, you're looking at it. Guy's still ranked in the 90th percentile for speed. Like, he's fast as all heck. He's going to play left field for them, obviously not a center fielder anymore. But either way, you're looking at it. I mean, left field in Pittsburgh, that's one of the biggest left fields out there in the ballgame.
And maybe that's what they're looking at doing too, right? You know, bringing him back just to have that conversation with Brian Reynolds, right? And say, you know what, like, it looks like it's maybe greener out there or whatever and that, but boy, you win in Pittsburgh and it's as good as any other city, right? The stadium, we know the stadium, one of the best in the business. It's a beautiful stadium, beautiful setting. Pittsburgh's an easy place to get around, you know? So there could be that utilization and that thought process too by the management for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So, you know what, it'll be interesting to see it.
Yeah, and then obviously we're going to jump over Trey Mancini deal. Absolutely struggled with the Houston Astros after the trade. Obviously gets the World Series though with them, and I mean, he was the feel-good story of a couple of years ago coming back off of the cancer. I mean, two-year $14 million though, I like that. Basically, they're signing him to kind of be a backup first baseman, outfielder type of role. Like, he'll obviously start for them in some capacity, whether it's as a DH or like I said, as a first baseman outfielder. But I mean, either way, you're looking at that guy, and he needs to have a good bounce back. I mean, he had a good year with Baltimore last year prior to the trade. Then it goes over to Houston, only hit like .156 with an OPS of about .550. So you're looking at it, you're like, okay, what Trey Mancini are we getting?
His track record, though, I have no concern with that deal at all. Nice little package both ways. Nothing bothers me about that deal at all. Exactly right. I mean, hey, he went from the Orioles that had never been there, all of a sudden catching fire a little bit right around the time he was leaving. And so we all know the story, right? But it's easy to sit there and say, you know, and I'm one of the very first ones that you look at his career and you look at how he goes about his business or whatever and that he would have done all right with Houston. But just goes to show you, right, how volatile it can be, how, you know, even the best can get swept out of control and out of the process and overwhelmed and, you know what, maybe just put too much pressure on himself or whatever and stuff like that. And being a professional that he is, I could see that. And even though he shouldn't have put that pressure on, sometimes you just inevitably by yourself, you do it, right? We're all human beings at the end of the day.
Now let's jump into the Miami Marlins. Obviously, rumors are flying all over the place right now with them. You got tons of pitchers available for trades. Sounds like everybody's in on Pablo Lopez. I don't know what the return is going to be, but the Miami Marlins will get a good little haul for Pablo Lopez just because of the amount of people that they're throwing out there. Obviously, the Twins engaged in conversations earlier this offseason. It sounded like the Marlins wanted Max Kepler and Luis Arraez back in return. Minnesota barked at that talk and basically kind of stalled from there on, which opened up the door to a few different teams hopping in. Most recent I'm hearing is the St. Louis Cardinals. I don't know what the return would be for them, but I'd imagine it would probably be an Alec Burleson and maybe even an Ivan Herrera as well. Obviously, Alec Burleson, one of the top 100 prospects in baseball unanimously. And then you get, and then Ivan Herrera, who was a former top 100 prospect, obviously blocked by Wilson Contreras signing right now, but he was the catcher of the future for the Cardinals a couple years ago is what they were calling him.
I'm laughing because I don't know if Mozeliak jumps back into that bed with the Marlins after the Ozuna for Alcantara and of course the other guy out in Arizona is part of that package.
Zach
as well,
Gallen.
Right? Exactly right, yep. Mr. Gallen. So
it's turned into Jazz Chisholm, so I mean
exactly right. So I don't know how quick the Cardinals are gonna be. If they are quick to do it, it's definitely going to be as quickly well thought out as possible for the Cardinals to say, boy, that better not happen again to us.
Yeah, I mean, the Minnesota Twins obviously are the team that makes the most sense for a deal there. They got a bunch of left-handed hitting outfielders, so it's not like they really need Max Kepler and they've made him available. Luis Arraez, I mean, that one would be a tough pill to swallow, I think, trading him, obviously coming off the AL batting champ last year. But you're looking at it, and the Twins need pitching. Like, they did not make a good move for a starting pitcher at all this offseason. So it's a team, I mean, they're not quite desperate, but more or less desperate with how much, like, you got to assume the Chicago White Sox are going to be back this year. Cleveland Guardians, obviously a team that steep just made the playoffs last year, and everybody's getting a year older there. Kansas City, Detroit, you're expecting them to kind of take a step forward a little bit, especially with how young all their guys are. same thing as Cleveland, right? It's just guys getting another year of seasoning on them. So that's what I'm saying, man. The Minnesota Twins, they better buckle up and get that deal done before someone else does.
And from my perspective, from the other side, you know, I just don't think the Marlins have to be too quick with it. Yeah, they've got a juggernaut of pitchers available to move and see what they've got. But I think they're in control, right? So, yeah, we all know they need outfielders and stuff like that, but I just don't think you trade for the sake of trading. And I don't know. I don't know when the right time to pull that move is, because the guys that are behind Lopez are all young. They excite me. You know, Rogers had an off year. Yeah, I get that or whatever. And he's going to be just fine, in my opinion. Jesus Luzardo, you know what? Yes, there's the injury risk there or whatever and that, but that guy can bring some great stuff to a mound and stuff. Cabrera, another really, really good player and stuff. I guess if you're the Marlins, you're looking at how far away are we from really contending in that juggernaut that just become the NL East. And so maybe that's why they're looking at Lopez and just letting those younger guys try to evolve so they can maybe move them in another year.
Well, I can tell you this much. It ain't going to be this year. They ain't competing in the NL East this year. So, I mean, Pablo Lopez is a guy with 2 years of control. Obviously, he seems to be the most talked about one out of the four that are apparently available. I mean, it's interesting, though, because you're looking at even the way that their minor league system sets up. They got Max Meyer, a former first-round pick. Sixto Sanchez, obviously, a guy that was immensely talented and everything like that, came on or broke onto the scene in 2020. And then injuries derailed his past couple of years, basically. But I don't know, man. Like, Pablo Lopez, to me, if you're smart, if you're the Miami Marlins, I say you deal him before spring training starts, because you know that more often than not, it seems to be that time of year when pitchers start to get injured.
Yeah, I agree with you. It'll be interesting to see what the next 6 weeks unfold. So we'll be right back here with some Hall of Fame talk after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And like we talked about at the top of the show, less than a week. Next Tuesday, January 24th, is Hall of Fame. We're going to know who's in. We're going to know who didn't make it. And we'll go from there. But we got some updates and as to what votes have been in and stuff like that and where the players are sitting at the present time. So, Noli?
So, top of the list, you got Scott Rolen, 80.1%. Then you got Todd Helton, 79.5%. You got Billy Wagner at 73%, well, 72.9%. So, I mean, he's the closest guy that's on the outs right now. He's got a couple more years of eligibility, but the way that it's trending right now, I think he might get in. Then you got Gary Sheffield, who's a little bit further behind, but he's still in the mid-60s. Andrew Jones at 68.1%. Andrew Jones is an interesting case because, obviously, you're looking at it based on pretty much his Atlanta Braves career, that 10-11-year window where, I mean, he was arguably the best center fielder in baseball.
Yeah, and we're going to see a guy come in there pretty soon in the next few years, too, with Buster Posey that's got about that length of a career, right? Where he was just a juggernaut, three World Series catcher of the program, face of the program. So Andrew Jones is really interesting for me. Close, obviously. Rolling. Looks like he's pretty safe at this point in time. I mean, it's 80%. By all accounts, everything that we've seen or heard or whatever in that, it looks like he should be getting the call. The other guys, it's going to be interesting. Billy Wagner, we've heard about for the last 4 or 5 years on that closer role, right? Brings a unique skill set to it, and they've started getting those relievers in there. And so I think he's, for me, I think he's one that needs to be in there. I watched a lot of that career or whatever, grew up with it, through it, and boy, he could do some electric stuff. There's no question about it. And, you know, I like it. But, again, I'm not a voter, so I'm just happy to see him that close for sure. I hope he can get those other 2 points and get in.
Yeah, Billy's case for him, I mean, he's got the highest K per nine out of any closer that's retired. Like, he's got the numbers to justify him getting into the Hall of Fame. Obviously, he doesn't have the same amount of saves as Mariano Rivera or Trevor Hoffman. But at the end of the day, if you want to talk about just guys that absolutely dominated, like, Billy Wagner has to be in there. Like, Billy Wagner, I mean, obviously he's been trending up the past couple of years, sitting, like, when he first got on the ballot, it wasn't looking too good. Then he jumps up to 50 a couple of years ago, and now he's trending in the low 70s. You're like, okay, he's got a chance. I think Todd Helton gets in. I think he's a lock, too. He's only one vote behind Scott Rolen, so that's why I'm saying they both got good chances. But being in that low 80s and the high 70s, it's a little bit scary for them. I mean, they're biting their nails, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. They're keeping it close, right, with the tally right now at this point in time. So, but yeah, Helton's another guy, man. The guy just, he just needs to be there. Just a class act on, off the field. Exemplifies what it is. It'd be really interesting for me to see him go in the same year as a Fred McGriff. There's guys that were very similar, man. They just went out, great teammates, great for the game of baseball, put up numbers. I know the Colorado Rockies. I get it. But we saw Walker go in and stuff like that. Yes, Walker went on and did some good years with the St. Louis Cardinals. And, you know, but still, when you just, Helton, to me, is a Hall of Famer.
Well, he's got the career stats on the road, too, to back it up. Like, that's the thing. His splits aren't that drastic to the point where you're looking at a guy like Nolan Arenado and even a Troy Tulowitzki and Trevor Story. Like, their stats when they left Colorado while they were playing in Colorado, like on the road games, were pretty drastic. That's the thing. Todd Helton was still well above major league average on the road and he was well above major league average at home. Now, I think just jumping on the Todd Helton thing, I think if he gets in, it really helps a guy like a Joey Votto in a few years. Also one of those guys that's a career 300, 400, 500 hitter. I mean, Votto doesn't have the same amount of home runs by any means with only 300 and I think it's 13 or something like that. But, I mean, Joey's got the MVP to go with him.
Joey's got, you know, peripheral numbers too, right? Mm-hmm. Doubles, slugging, on base. Like, he's just a player. And defensively, he's good too. Like that was it. When you look at those guys, they're great, great ball players. And they're who, if you're young kids out there watching and even fans, you aspire, or you talk about those players for sure when you talk about those teams. Right, the Colorado Rockies, you think of a Todd Helton. Cincinnati Reds, you think of a Joey Votto for sure. Obviously, the big red machine and everything else, it'll always be there. But for this generation, those are guys that you think about and you should think about because they are exemplary people representing this game of baseball. And that's who you want to have being put into the Hall of Fame, in my opinion. Again, we'd love to have your opinions. Send them in to us. Send it in who you think is going to get the call and who isn't. Maybe you are fans of these players. We'd love to read your thoughts and opinions on it. Or some of those guys that are on the, you know, Gary Sheffield. Been very close for all those years. Send them in to us. DM us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Love to see what your thoughts and opinions are. All right, Nolly, let's slide on over to those international signings. Hey. Great choice at number one, I think, by the Padres.
Yeah, I mean, Ethan Salas, number one overall international prospect. Sounds like he's a legitimate stud, comes with good family roots. Guys that have played in professional baseball at the very least, being his dad, uncle, and grandfather. I mean, yeah, he just sounds like he was a legitimate prospect. Everybody's kind of top of the wish list, if you want to call it that. Signed for $5.6 million. With the San Diego Padres.
Well, that's right. I mean, look at the guy. Look at the intangibles that he brings as a 16-year-old, man. When you saw him do the hot stove, conversation with Harold Reynolds and stuff after getting signed, fluent English already. You know, obviously he grew up around it. And like you said on the interview, you know, it's just a part of the family, but it's a part of baseball business. You got to be able to do that type of stuff. So as a catcher, you look at those and there's a guy that already can speak Spanish, English fluently. Wow. How good is that when you go to the mound? You know, and obviously that part of the game has changed dramatically. But just in general, to be able to translate and understand and be in that control already. The second part that really stood out to me was he was talking about already being in the Venezuelan Winter League and stuff like that, being able to play with guys like Selvi Perez, pick his brain and get his advice. Wow. What an opportunity for this kid. So San Diego locked in on him early, I have to assume, and they stayed after it, and they got the job done. So kudos to them. Kudos to Salas. Looking forward to seeing you in the big leagues, dude.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the international signing market opened up on the 15th or 16th. I can't remember exactly. But, I mean, it was one of those things where, yeah, basically once it opens up, you technically have a year to get them, but it's almost like the NFL in that respect. Where it's pretty much just, okay, day one of the international signings open up, you don't wait around. You just go out and get your guys, where it's a lot different than the MLB free agent, where, I mean, you know you're waiting 3-4 months to usually see a big-name guy. Now, obviously, this year was completely different, where we saw everybody just flying off the shelves right away. But you're looking at it, like you said, 16 years old, Venezuelan, speaks fluent English, $5.6 million, and comes with good roots. Like, that's going to be your catcher of the future just when he actually gets up there is anybody's guess.
For sure.
But, yeah, you're looking at it. I mean, Dominican, they had a damn good year. They had the number 2, the number 4, number 5, number 8, 9, and 10 guys all signed.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Dominican ran away with it on day one. And you know what? I also want to give a good shout out to our friend down in the Bahamas with international elite Jaron Sands. Another couple of guys in the went in the first round out of his program. So great things happening down there. If you haven't been paying attention, take a look and see. That's where Jazz Chisholm and lots of other good minor leaguers have come out of in the last decade. So doing great things down there. And the game of baseball is just getting bigger and bigger all around the world. But there you go. So one thing. I don't know if the Jays had any interest in him or not or whatever in that, but obviously the Texas Rangers swooped in and took Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s younger brother, got him signed up. So I don't know if that's a loss for the Jays or not, but hey, again, you talk about roots. A good-looking kid, too, when you look at his profile.
Yeah, I don't think it's a sign of anything to come. Like, I don't think it's saying, hey, Vlad's not going to re-sign with Toronto because his brother went to Texas or anything crazy like that. Like, I think Vlad, he still wants to be a Toronto Blue Jay. But, yeah, you're looking at it. I mean, obviously, the family's interested in being a lot closer to home, I guess. Texas, I don't believe his dad ever played for Texas off of the top of my head, but...
Can't remember now that you said it, but, where you just threw me off. Yeah. So one that interested me, that we only got a couple minutes left in this segment, but I definitely want to get your opinion on it, Nolan, because we haven't talked about it, was the Nationals were able to go ahead and get Juan Soto's younger brother signed. So
they did finally sign him?
Yeah, supposedly that. So that's what came down on the word. So, you know, how did they stay on that process to be able to keep him?
That's the thing. I mean, that had been a legitimate conversation for
last summer.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was talks that, he was going to walk and everything like that. And it was kind of a handshake deal, but it wasn't a handshake deal. Like, there wasn't anything written down. I don't know, man. Either way, good for the agent for staying on him. Good for the Washington Nationals for actually getting it done.
Yeah, and I mean, if he's as good as his brother or whatever, then you know what? Maybe it's nothing more for him than, hey, you know what? I can get into the major leagues by the time I'm 19, just like my brother did, and I can be young. And hey, if the Nationals are great again, bonus me. If they're not, hey, I can get my time in, get moving on to another program. So, but. Very interesting to see them be able to get him signed to it.
Yeah, no, because, I mean, obviously, he was one of the top guys coming out of last year's class and everything like that. And like you said, man, that's at the end of the day, Kirk, like, family roots are huge for what actually makes out to be a potentially good player. And especially when you're looking at one of the best young stars in the game like Juan Soto, you got to assume his brother can stick it a little bit.
Yeah, so hats off to the Nationals for getting it done, because especially, I mean, you know, the Lerner family down there, that ownership, they're looking at trying to sell them and move them, and they're struggling over the TV rights, right? The TV rights, because they got a battle with Baltimore on it, right? So, hey, bottom line is, great for them. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be back here in a second answering some of the curtain calls.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you, it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
You can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/print big for details.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This view was worth a hike,
right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899. Save $200. Plus special financing. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. First off, Nolan, again, another one that just came out this week. Thanks for sending it in to us, for sure. St. Louis fan. Nolan Arenado talking in the past week about having no intention of opting out of his contract with the Cardinals, fully intent on winning with the Cardinals, and absolutely loves it. So what is it about the Cardinals that makes these players come there, re-sign, or in his case, it's just like a re-signing, he didn't use his opt-out, and want to be a part of that Cardinals nation?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because Adam Wainwright, he even said afterwards, basically like, hey, we got so used to players coming here and then more or less opting out or walking away during his tenure there. His prime example is Jason Hayward. Obviously, he was one of the few guys that the Cardinals made a huge acquisition for back before the 2014 season. And then he ends up walking away, goes over to Chicago, helps them win the World Series. But yeah, Nolan Arenado, I mean, let's be honest, he turned down a lot of money on the free agent market to stay with St. Louis. Obviously, still 5-year, $144 million left on his contract. No more opt-outs. But you're looking at it, like, St. Louis is a competitive team year in, year out. They've been to the playoffs 15 out of the 18 years under John Mozeliak. They usually, I think they've only had one losing record under John Mozeliak as well. And you know that they're going to put forth a good team. The fans are always going to be there. I mean, last year they were, what, number two, I think, in terms of average attendance per home game. And, like, it's a damn good team. That's the thing. End of the day, you know it's a damn good team. Nolan Arenado's looking up and down the roster. He's like, yeah, this is a team we can at least get a shot with. Now, I don't know if they're going to win the World Series because it's still an uphill climb to get past a few of those teams. But right now on paper, you're looking at it. I mean, MLB.com had him ranked as a top five lineup. Their pitching rotation's a little bit scary because obviously they are losing four guys after this year. But Nolan Arenado, he even said it too. He's like, yeah, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. He's comfortable in St. Louis. He's got, he quote unquote says his best friend in Paul Goldschmidt playing on the other side of the field with him. You're looking at certain guys and you know that there's just a legacy in St. Louis too. Like at the end of the day, I think that's a huge thing where you're like, okay, this is a place where I know at the end of my career, I'm going to be wearing the red jacket at the very minimum. Should have a bust in Cooperstown when it's all said and done too, being an actual Hall of Famer. But he just takes pride in whatever he does. And he knows that the St. Louis fan base takes pride in them being a good team.
Well, he talked about it, and I've heard it since McGuire, way back when he signed with them and then decided to stay with them, or got traded to them and then decided to sign on with them. And you hear that Cardinals way. You hear them throw that term, right? The Cardinals way, and there's just very few. Everybody, every team tries to say that, and again, Cardinals way, Yankees way, whatever. It's their philosophy, right? At the end of the day, it's their philosophy. But very few teams really have that tangible Cardinals way. Wouldn't you think so? I mean, I can't roll down every single team in the major leagues. Every team has a unique thing, I guess. Something that signifies them. You think of the Rays with pitching over the last decade, right? Being able to roll that out and stuff. But I'd really like to know what that cardinal way is. What is it? What is it about on field, in the clubhouse, off field, in the community? Because there's something about that that's just like the Atlanta Braves, right, that we talked about. How can they get these guys and they can extend them?
Well, it's their ability to grow their own in-house depth. Like, that's the thing, man. The Cardinals kill the draft year after year. And then they're smart about it, too. They understand, okay, hey, here's a guy that's available that we need. We're going to go out and make that move. Because year after year, they, like I said, they kill the draft. So it's one of those things where, okay, now we can move from a position of flexibility. Like, when the Cardinals dealt Sandy Alcantara and Zach Gallen to get Marcell Ozuna, at that point in time, they had a need in the outfield. And they had so many pitching depth. Year after year, the Cardinals have too many outfielders, it seems like. Like, more recently now, obviously, yep, with a bunch of young guys coming up and everything like that. A bunch of young infielders. I mean, Brendan Donovan, obviously, third for Rookie of the Year. You got Nolan Gorman, another very talented young left-handed hitting second baseman. But then they make the smart moves. They don't rush it. They make a move when they need to make it. And they stick to their guns. And it like you said, it's the same as the Braves. The Braves kill it every year in the draft. They develop pitching left, right, and center. Like, every year it seems like they got a new young kid coming up and making a significant impact. And then when they realize, okay, you know what, his ceiling can't really get any higher, hey, that's when we move him.
There you have it, Dirtbags. Next question, brother. One on the Yankees. Everybody's throwing it out there. Thanks for sending it in to us. Are they overall the top rotation? Is that rotation as good as their hitting side, the lineup side, in your opinion?
My opinion, honestly, it's probably the biggest question mark in baseball. Because if you can get a full year out of Carlos Rodon, if you can get a full year out of Frankie Montas, if you can get a full year out of Luis Severino, you know the sky's the limit. Like, Gerrit Cole, knock on wood, he stayed healthy. But that's what I'm scared to say is health is a major factor with the Yankees. Like, year after year, it seems like perennially they have players that are getting injured. And it's significant players too. So that's why I'm saying, hey, like, they, as long as they can stay healthy, it's the best rotation in baseball.
Yeah, I agree with you. When you break it down like you did, I mean, in four out of those five, and no disrespect to a Nestor Cortez or whatever, and that, but he just had last year, right?
Really. Yeah, we don't know what Nestor Cortez actually is. Like, last year, he was one of the best pitchers in the AL, hands down, no doubt about it. Yeah, hell, he was better than Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, and but, so realistically, though, that's right. Those four, any given season, if they're on the field for 28-plus starts, do they have to get to 30? I don't even know if they have to get to 30 in this day and age or whatever, and it certainly helps, obviously, but let's say 28-plus starts, they could be aces on any team because they do have electric stuff.
Oh, the stuff's there. That's for sure. That's why, yeah, like, barring health, that's, to me, it's the best rotation in baseball. And honestly, it's not really that close either because you can't sit there and find four legitimate better starting pitchers anywhere outside of maybe the Astros still, although I'm interested to see how McCullers comes back, and the Dodgers. Because the Dodgers, year after year, it seems like they always have a legit rotation, especially with Urias entering his walk year. Like, you're expecting him to take another step and prove that he's a legitimate NL Cy Young candidate.
Next question. World Baseball Classic coming up. We know what the U.S. team is looking like. Lots of depth, lots of strength. Lots of balance between young players and veterans. What other team has really caught your attention at this point in the stage?
I mean, I saw a dream lineup for Team Dominican Republic. Obviously, everybody likes to talk about the Dominican for what they've produced over the last few years, but their bench has the World Series and ALCS MVP. Like, let's put that into perspective. That's how deep that lineup is. And, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see kind of who they all roll out. Obviously, Venezuela is a team to keep an eye on. Puerto Rico, I want to see how Yadi does behind the bench now. It's going to be his first time managing. Team Japan, always a dark horse to run it. They've obviously won a couple World Baseball Classics. I still think, end of the day, Team USA is the favorite right now.
Yeah, when you talk about that Dominican lineup or whatever, there's so many young superstars on that lineup that there's almost too many that I don't know, man. You know the personalities on those. Their egos are huge, and they need to be at that level, as we always talk about. They have to be on another echelon. But is there almost too many? As crazy as that sounds, like what happens all of a sudden? You have a bad game, and we know game by game you got to win, right? And all of a sudden that manager puts you on the bench. Is there that volatility sitting in that lineup with the Dominican Republic? Or does the fact that exactly right, your MVP guys are sitting on the bench and can just jump right in and fill that spot?
Well, the only guy that I'm really worried about on the Dominican, yes, you are right. Like they're flashy, egotistical players, but at the same time, the dudes that they have in their starting eight back it up. Outside of Gary Sanchez, actually. So I'll say they're starting seven. Gary Sanchez is the only question mark that I can find on that dream roster. Like, you got Fernando Tatis playing right field. You got Juan Soto playing left. Tatis is my wild card. How's he going to do? Can Manny Machado actually reel him in? Because Manny's going to be the starting third baseman. You got Jose Ramirez at second base. So it's not like those guys are young. They're pretty long in the tooth now for the major leagues. Obviously, haven't played over a decade for Machado and 7 years, 8 years now for Jose Ramirez. But I don't know, like it's a team that I can't really see them stepping on their own feet.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're going to find out pretty quick. The Tatis one is very interesting. I don't know what the San Diego Padres are going to do there or whatever and that, if they're feeling comfortable about him playing. I mean, obviously they know behind the scenes how he's doing health-wise and stuff like that, but you know when you intent and you go out with that purpose and hey, it's all on the line. It's like the Olympics. You want to be the best country in the world at the end of the day, end of March. You want to hold that championship. And you want to hold it for the years between until the next one comes up. So it'll be interesting. But man, is that a flashy lineup, like you said. Absolutely. So last question is for me, and certainly jump in with some of your thoughts too, Nolan. But it was some feedback from a couple of weeks ago when I was talking about teaching your players to play free and have the freedom to play. And they want me to expand on it. So really what I'm talking about there is, I think, for any of you that have maybe heard of him, maybe even read the book at the time, Malcolm Gladwell is an author that's written many great, great books. And one of them was Tipping Point. And in that, he wrote that it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert in something. And so I think really that's what we're talking about. It's be free, understand it mentally, change your mindset. All right. To understand that, get rid of the word failing or failure. You're never really failing. If it's not working, you're still educating yourself that maybe hitting a certain way or doing a certain drill or throwing whatever it is in the game of baseball isn't working at that point in time. That's not failing. Make a change. Understand what isn't working so you can make that change and turn it into a positive. But that's what we're talking about. It's not coming at them and yelling at them as a parent, yelling at them as a coach, and you know, or saying, you know, you got to do it my way, you have to do it this way, or you're out of here, that's the end of the road. Doesn't matter whether you're in college or high school or amateurs. You have to give them the freedom to be able to try it. But also understand and teach them that it's not failing. Or if you're a player out there listening, it's not failing. You're getting experience. You're getting knowledge. Every single time you do something, and it takes hours and hours and hours to try to get close to being good at this game. And we all know how challenging this game is. So that's why it's so important for us to make sure you understand that you have to play free and have the freedom to allow yourself as a player to keep moving forward. As a parent, to allow your child to move forward. And as coaches, to allow your players to move forward. So that's what it's all about. I hope that makes some change. If it doesn't, again, DM me, Dirtbag Baseball Nation, Instagram and Facebook, and I'll get talking to you about it. So we'll be right back here with our final thoughts in a second.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for your final thoughts.
So this past week, John Angelos, the owner of the Baltimore Orioles, was asked on Martin Luther King Day if the Baltimore Orioles were leaving Baltimore anytime soon. Basically, he just went off on the guy. He was out in front of he was standing beside the mayor of Baltimore, said Baltimore, like the Orioles are not leaving Baltimore. At the end of the day, they're not. That's not happening. So, I mean, that's a beautiful park. Like, I love Camden Yards. That's a great park, and we went to visit it a few years ago. But, I mean, that's good news for Baltimore fans. I just thought that it was pretty funny how, yeah, he just went off on the reporter saying how disrespectful, yada, yada, yada. If you guys want to come in, take a look at the books, do it another day. I'll gladly open up the doors for you guys. You can all take a look at this. But don't ever ask me that again on a holiday. So, I mean, that's good news for Baltimore, good news for baseball. Because, yeah, like I said, Camden Yards really is one of those parks that you do got to see.
Yeah, no question about it. It's a must-see on the bucket list of parks. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I love it. I would go there every day. If you're a Baltimore fan, you have to be super happy about it for sure. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening and being a part of the nation, being a part of Dirtbag Baseball Talk. Hey, if you want to get some swag, head on over to the website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll hook you up. As I said earlier in the show, you can looking for the rope trainer. You can buy it right there online. We'll get it out to you, get you helped out with your throwing program. You're looking for advice, training, tips, whatever it is, get in touch with us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook. We will dialogue with you. We will talk. We will set up a video call, whatever it takes to get you in the right frame of mind, enjoying this game to the very fullest developing to the very best that you possibly can become. That's what it's all about. So wherever you are out there in the world this week, get up, get after it, and get dirty. Do not let fear hold you back from where you can go in baseball, in your life, anywhere. Anything is possible. It's up to you. So don't let anybody take that away from you. Ever, ever, ever. Again, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. Unfortunately, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.